We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm great. So awesome to be here. Just finished up a volleyball clinic, and I'm so excited to watch Team USA compete tonight versus China.
Danielle, great to have you on. It's been a while since we got a chance to talk, but I wanted to ask your opinion of this year's USA volleyball team. And you played on five different ones, and there's always moving parts. But from what you've seen, the talent level on the USA team this year?
Yeah, you know, we have a great chance to do well this year. We've got really good players in every position. You know, from the middle, we've got Feluca Akinwunmi-Ogwuadin, who has come back after having her son. Reminds me of my situation from my fifth Olympic, who is out there leading the team. They had a great start with Argentina. And then you have two really young, talented middles with Chiaka, and Haley. And so from the outside, you got some experience with Kelsey and Jordan Larson. Like, I think we have the full package in every position. So we are in a good position to really do well this year.
Danielle, tell them about them plush spaces you used to stay in for the Olympics. And you know, I'm just messing with you.
Sure. No, you know, staying at the Olympic Village is really cool. It depends on from year to year, it varies. So one year we're at dormitories, you know, in 96. Yeah, other years they built a whole new village, like a whole new subdivision, right? So there was like, I don't know, four or five bedrooms. I think it was Sydney, I stayed in the garage. It was one of the larger rooms, but you know, they put the two beds in there and it worked out fine, right? In other cases, it's really large complexes with sky rises with so many different floors and levels, and maybe there's like three bedrooms. In some cases, you might end up with a smaller room and be just solo. In the other cases, you may have like a roommate. But so sometimes it's like dormitory style, you know, or it's apartment style. But then within the village, you have everything you need from the big mess hall, we call it, where you can spend time with all the other Olympians there from all the other sports, all the other countries. Then you have an entertainment, like an international center where you can go and send mail, you can shop, you can meet your family. Usually you can get like a day pass to invite family and friends. And so it's really well thought out. There's an area where there's entertainment, usually from that country, where you can go and listen to the local music. So it's, like I said, it's really well thought out. You have pretty much everything that you might need in one central location. And then there is the transportation that is really just right outside the village normally, where you can go anywhere else you might need to. But you definitely have to have a credential in order to move around freely within the village. And that's something that's planned like days in advance. You have to request, because there's only so many who are allowed in the village at any one time.
Now, Danielle, how do traditional volleyball players, because obviously, you know, when you're on vacation, you play beach volleyball, but the traditional volleyball players are always indoor, you know, male or female. And then you look how beach volleyball has exploded right here in our backyard at LSU, and their beach volleyball program. Boy, it seems like that has really caught a lot of people's attention. I know it's two against two, but what is your take how volleyball has been beyond indoors and also a big part in beach volleyball?
Yeah, volleyball in general, I believe, is one of the fastest growing sports, in particularly for girls, but also for boys. And then as beach has become an Olympic sport, that's where I saw that beach really took out. Collegiate programs were really looking to grow that part of the game, and as scholarships are becoming available for that too, it's a possibility to continue to play and play at a high level. So there's different beach tournaments that you can play in with the AVP or qualifying internationally. But even in Baton Rouge, there's several different local areas where you can compete at Mangoes, at Oasis, and then if you just go outside of Baton Rouge to Coconut Beach and all those different ones.
Yep.
So it's definitely a place where actually, you know, sometimes, you know, there are some people who start outdoors just touching the ball in the sand, and then they move indoor or vice versa. Like two of the players now, Alex Simon and April Ross, they started off as indoor players, and then they took their game to the outdoor game. It's very different in terms of the elements, but there are a lot of similarities, too, in terms of, you know, the skill itself, right? But then you have to adjust to how many people are playing on the court, how much area you have, and it's really important in beach to have the right partner that complements what you bring to the team.
Danielle, you haven't seen it yet, but where we first met at Thibodaux Regional Medical Center, they're building 10 beach volleyball courses right behind the hospital. And
amazing.
And they are setting it to where they can actually have collegiate events there. And so it's all NCAA sort of approved there, and with the expansion of possibly up to 12. So you can see where it's expanding all over. One of the things, you being involved in so many Olympic Games, the pressures. Okay, you've done everything to get there. Now, all of a sudden, it's sort of do or die. Every match is sort of kind of put to that example. As an athlete, being in that environment, and you know all the eyes of the world are watching, the difference in pressure in playing, you were at Long Beach State and then you became a professional volleyball player. But to be there at the Olympics and knowing what that means, was that a different pressure put on you at that point in time, knowing everyone's watching? It's just not, you know, a school or a team. It's the whole world watching you.
Sure. I think, you know, whenever you're playing any sport, it's all about preparation and the pride you have about representing, whether it's your high school, your college, or the United States of America. It all comes back to preparation. And so when you go in prepared and you start seeing things as, okay, I've prepared for this moment, sure, there's a bit of a pressure because it's only that moment every 4 years and you're not guaranteed to play that again. But if you can prepare and you know that at that moment that it's time to step on the court and compete, you're ready to play. And so maybe you have your little butterflies. I had little butterflies, but they were quickly released when I could think about, okay, I've prepared daily for this moment. It wasn't every 4 years. It was every day that I woke up and started with my intention, started with my gratitude. And then whenever I got into the gym and started to compete and play with that competition with my teammates, you know, to work towards a common goal. When you're actually in that space, you're prepared and you're ready for that moment. So sure, the pressure is there, but you learn to deal with any type of distractions that they might have so that you're focused really on that common goal. Because like, while I played in all these different Olympics, volleyball is one of those sports where you play from the first day all the way to the last day in the Olympics. So there's not a whole lot of time to focus on watching other teams play and other sports play. You really have to be in the moment and present with what you're doing. I love that we had our downtime to go spend at the Friends and Family Center. So that was always nice. But by the time you get to the Olympics, you're prepared for that moment. You've done everything every day to be like, okay, now let's play and show the world what we have been preparing for on a daily basis.
Now, Danielle, when did you know or realize that, man, I might have a great chance to be an Olympian? Just talk a little bit about your background, where you came from, to tell the fans. I can know right there on Bayou Lafourche, one of the greatest volleyball players ever. And, boy, she was so good, she left, and I think she went to University of Hawaii, Kim Willoughby. I mean, in the dominance. Yeah, so just talk about that process, because a lot of young girls out there, you know, they're participating in travel volleyball and all that, and they're different schools and all. Well, when did it click for you and you knew you really had a chance?
Yeah, my situation was pretty interesting, because a lot of people who become Olympians, they've started from a child with that vision, right? But I started in sports just to be a part of something. It was something that immediately gave me a place of belonging, coming from being super shy and quiet. And, you know, I didn't start playing volleyball on the club level until a sophomore in high school. And once I started doing that, I was just amazed that I could earn a scholarship. Never even thinking about getting an Olympian, right? Although I had watched the 84 Olympics, I watched the 92 Olympics and so forth. But it didn't dawn on me like that could be a real opportunity until after I spoke to a couple of different collegiate coaches who were like, you know, Brian in particular, he was like, if you want to do anything in your career, you know, this is the place for you to go. And I ultimately end up going to Long Beach State. But before that, there was a reporter who was just inducted into the Hall of Fame.
So you went from Bayou Lafourche to Long Beach State.
Well, I'm from Baton Rouge.
I'm from Baton Rouge,
right?
Okay.
That's close enough.
Okay, yeah.
Right. And then I did. I went all the way west. And west was the place to be. From Baton Rouge. But it was not until a reporter, Robin Frambrow, asked me, hey, you know, you're doing so well. You've been recruited everywhere. Have you ever considered trying out for the 1992 Olympics? And my mouth kind of fell over. And then the light bulb went out. And I was just, went on. And I was like, wow, that could be a possibility. And then Brian Jermalera really sold me on that as well. And obviously, I had the work ethic. I had the desire to keep getting better, to be the best teammate. And then all those things kind of came together. My first introduction to the national team was after my freshman year at Long Beach State. And then kind of the rest is history. I was a part of USA Volleyball until 2013. And then in 2014, I finished up my professional career. And at that time, I was in Brazil playing in the Superliga.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.